Welcome to The Hive. I'm Beth, the honeybee health coach, bringing you information and education on chronic diseases in a way everyone can understand. Let's get to it. Welcome back. If you're listening to this in real time, I'm recording this just before Thanksgiving and wanted to take some time to consider the practice of gratefulness and thankfulness and the ways that it can help you along your health journey. For those that are listening in real time, I do have my own little twist on the Black Friday, Small Business Saturday promotions. There's some discounts on the education that I have up, as well as some extra bonus sessions for those people who choose a health coaching package or my larger Bust Through Diabetes 12-week program. So be sure to check those out. I will link those in the show notes. Those discounts are only running through the last day of November 2022. Certainly, you're always welcome to reach out to me and we can have a discussion over what might be the best fit for you and your situation. But now back to the idea of gratefulness and thankfulness. The positive approach has long been shown to be very beneficial for individuals on their health journey. It helps to overcome change. It helps to kind of roll with the punches. As things can get rough and there can be some extra rockiness to the journey. We all know that the journey from start to finish is not one pretty straight line. We have ups, we have downs, we may have further lows, and it's kind of a rocky, not very well put together roller coaster at times as you look through the journey, whether you happen to be looking at a weight loss graph and looking at all of those highs and lows and peaks and valleys, or you are thinking about all the changes you've personally had to make to get from the former you to a more knowledgeable, perhaps improved version of yourself. And as I've told one of my friends that I grew up with that ended up with weight loss surgery, and she compares her new pictures to her historical pictures and comments on the physical change. And I constantly remind her that we loved her the whole time. So you have to make sure that you are doing things for the right reasons. Certainly making sure that you have that why figured out. Are you doing it so that you can walk those 5 miles at the zoo with your grandchildren? Are you doing it so that you can, keep up with the children? Perhaps you're in that pre-diabetic range in your 30s and your kids are still in grade school, maybe even toddlers, and you're concerned about where you'll be when they graduate high school, much less wedding time. So making sure that you're doing it for the right reasons and not just for a different number on the clothing tag. Because it's not so that somebody will love you more. It's because you are strong and you are capable and you want to be the best version of yourself. So as we think about, you know, and I reflect as well upon the last year and all of the changes that have gone through, you know, our family and myself, You know, I reflect on the support that I have, the support from family and friends, that no matter what crazy idea I might have, such as starting a business, that there's people who are supporting me and cheerleading me along the way. Who do you have that supports and is your cheerleader no matter what crazy ideas you have? Certainly, if this is something that's going to cause harm or somebody's going to get hurt in the process, we all need those people who are going to talk some sense back into us. But if you are looking to step out and be vulnerable and take chances, who do you have that is supporting you and checking in on you as you make these changes? Because change is hard. Think about your mentors, those people who are encouraging you along the way, who have been there, done that, and can help give some perspective to your situation. Do you know somebody who has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, who has been able to stay off of medications? Do you know somebody who has had struggles with type 2 diabetes, but is now well managed and is on a good path currently? Certainly for me, those individuals who have taught the personal development classes that I have taken, who have been down the health coaching road. When I first stepped into the health coaching position, I didn't have a mentor. I was kind of given a very basic outline of what they hoped the program would be, and I was just told to run with it. So I created things as I went, and then as I figured out what the role actually was and was able to put a label onto it, then I could better help define and seek out those mentors so that I could have that opportunity to brainstorm with people and get that extra support that would have been helpful at the very beginning. Also, as you consider your care team, those physicians and your primary care providers, are they supporting you or are they more of a nag in the background? There's so many individuals who find that they have more of a push, but not necessarily the uplifting support that they really need. Sometimes it can be more of a demand and not the helpfulness of how to get you there. If you have a provider that is giving you the tools, giving you the encouragement, and honestly cares about your path towards health, you have a gem. Unfortunately for my clients, that's not always the case. With the constant push in healthcare, do more with less. We have less time with patients. We have less time with clients. And things are rushed and hurried. So if you have somebody that spends that time with you, hold on to them because they certainly are a treasure. And for my journey, I am very grateful for those physicians and those primary care providers that weren't quite sure how I was going to work into their healthcare team. Obviously, as a nurse, I have, you know, nursing roles, but on the health coach hat, how was I going to contribute to their team? And I'm grateful for those providers that took the chance and was willing to see what I could do and where this program could go for those physicians that I contract with. Certainly those individuals that I'm working with on a private practice side of things, they've often received notes from their primary care provider saying that health coaching would be beneficial for their diagnosis so that they can get those healthcare dollars and use their Flex and HSA to pay for the services. And so I appreciate those practitioners as well for taking the chance and believing that something outside of what's considered traditional at this point could be beneficial. Certainly, as health coaching works towards being a mainstream practice and we get the appropriate billing codes that the national agencies are working on for health insurance reimbursement, things will change and more practitioners will be more knowledgeable about this profession. And then we look at our support network. I touched on this with the family and friends and, you know, thinking about those peers that hold your hand along the journey, somebody who's walking with you. So maybe these aren't the cheerleaders looking on, but these are more the people who are walking the walk with you. These are the people who are willing to take a walk and drink your coffee in the morning, as opposed to sitting in a bistro and having a croissant. These are the people who are asking you, what would be a good entree that would be appropriate for your current plan and where you're at in your journey? What would be an appropriate dessert? How can they help, as opposed to hinder, you on this journey? And certainly for myself, I am appreciative to all those patients and clients that I have worked with over the last year, the last number of years. Certainly those individuals have helped to form me into the practitioner that I am and the health coach that I continue to strive to be. I definitely learn a lot from my clients as well. Everybody brings a new perspective and everybody challenges me in a different way, whether it's a diagnosis that I'm not as familiar with, or somebody's always asking me what I think of a new trend or a diet plan or somebody who they heard a talk given by. And so constantly doing the research and continuing to stretch my limits is always fun, and I look forward to the continued growth that I am challenged to do through my clients as well. So as we go into this week of thankfulness and thinking about our friends and our family and those friends that have become family, certainly keep in mind that it doesn't have to just be this week. If you can keep the positive energy going forward, it also tends to help in your health journey. Whether you choose to keep a gratitude journal or you just take some reflection every day, every week, and think about the good things that have occurred. What went well? Obviously, not everything always goes well, but you can choose to focus on those that do, and you can reframe those that may not have. So again, if you're looking for extra support, please reach out. I do have those little promotions going on through the end of the month for those individuals that are seeking extra support and health coaching to give a little bit of extra accountability along the way and perhaps a different perspective if their care team is not currently filling all of those gaps. I look forward to talking to you in another couple of weeks. As I had mentioned previously, I am backing off to every other week during this holiday season and focusing more time on the family and the magic of the season. I hope you can do the same. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode. If you haven't already, be sure to find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Honeybee Health Coach. And don't forget to join our community on Facebook for pre-diabetes health tips and support. See you next time.